is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Lindsay, if you could meet one celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, someone hot. What do you think?
No uggos allowed, I guess.
Zac Efron, Ryan Reynolds, Patrick Dempsey. I don't know. What are we going to do?
No, I'm talking about like people who have been celebrities this generation.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Those are good ones if you're just looking for the hot guy celebrities.
Yeah.
Although, is Zac Efron still hot?
I think he is.
Had all that whatever's going on with his face. He's very
blocky. I just love him.
Yeah, he looks like a Minecraft character.
Yeah.
Are those, yeah. Is that the ones that floss?
Fortnite.
Okay. All right.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
All right, so there's a young woman named Kendall. Kendall. Cute name. And a really cute girl. She's 23. To turn 23. And she was dating the CEO of a very popular PR company. And he's a young guy, too. He's kind of like the super cool cabana at the Las Vegas hotel type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she's gone viral because she said she quit her job to become a trad girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw that.
A what?
Like a, you know, have you heard trad wife?
Uh-uh.
Like it's shortening for traditional wife.
Oh.
So they're women that that stay home while their husband goes to work. And they do very traditional things in dresses and.
They're housewives.
Housewives, but to.
Homemakers.
To a more old school level. Like they wear long dresses and they make their own bread.
Gotcha.
And they, you know, often butcher
like
their own
Stepford
meat.
Stepford Wives movie.
Yeah. I think a comparisons have been made like that.
Yeah.
But she,
by people who don't know what they're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know about the Stepford Wives, but.
Not that.
No, they're just traditional wives.
Mm. Very traditional.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That know their place is what I'm saying. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, she wanted to be a trad girlfriend, so she quits and her boyfriend doesn't really have an opinion either way. And she says, I'm going to be in the kitchen and I'm going to take care of the home and stuff like that. Well, he dumped her. So now she is back at work and she said it's basically a warning to other women that put all their hopes and dreams into a boyfriend and start that process way too early because they weren't married. They weren't even engaged.
She's an idiot.
A lot of people are calling her an idiot, but.
Well, if she wanted to be a true trad girlfriend, they would be courting and they wouldn't be sleeping together and she wouldn't be moving in with him in order to take care of his house and all of that stuff. That's a traditional girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to be a traditional wife. And you can't be that unless you are a wife first.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, but she makes oatmeal raisin cookies at home. She's like,
oh, no.
This is going to lock it down. I'm not going to work anymore.
You think a cookie's going to lock him down? Look at that guy.
He's so cute, though.
Yeah.
Unless that guy.
Cookie has an eight ball inside it.
Right.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So, TJ, I don't know if you saw this story, but it has been on my mind for the last 24 hours. And I think this happened 2 weeks ago. Guy, 58-year-old guy, hunting in Virginia with his buddies, and they chased a bear up a tree, and they shot the bear, and the bear fell out of the tree and landed on the guy, killed the guy.
Yeah, squished him.
Squished him to death. This is a father of five, married guy, you know, just, doing some hobby hunting or whatever they call it, sport hunting.
Sport.
Shoots, and they said he was 10 feet away from the base of the tree, but shoots the bear. Somebody shoots the bear, and it falls down and kills
him. Do you shoot it, though, if it's not coming at you? I mean, if it's up and then you run?
Like, I don't know.
Are you out of the? I don't think I would shoot the poor thing.
Yeah, well, that's what he's there to do, kill a bear.
Oh, I thought they were trying to kill like a deer or something.
No, I don't know.
They're bear hunting.
Oh,
bad situation.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
There's a woman in Pennsylvania. Her name is Margaret, and she just turned 110 years old.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And by the way, that's the proper way to say the number, 110. Not 110, it's 110. Mm. Be that as it may, that's not the point of the story. They asked her, what question did they ask her on the news, Riggins?
What's the secret?
Yeah. What is your secret?
What is the secret?
She said, good genes. And what else?
Some sort of alcohol.
Vodka?
Yingling. Yeah, beer. So, you
know, it's always.
It's always. And they act like the reporters that get this info act like they have just uncovered the sharpest, wittiest line that anybody has ever heard on a local newscast. It's always something and a glass of whiskey or something and a beer. And, mm-hmm. Or either it's something, good-looking men, and whiskey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always those things.
They love it. They yeah. Yeah. It up. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you're so bad. Margaret. Oh,
Margaret. Mags.
110 with the beer.
Oh, Mags. God. Mags, you're still so sassy.
Can you believe it? 110 with the beer. Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
So, I don't know. I guess I should know this because my Aunt Tina worked in a nursing home. She retired from the nursing home last year. I should know this, but do they let you have alcohol in the nursing home? Do they bring, like, will they have Margaret's beer in there every time she wants one?
My grandfather lived at an independent facility, and they said no alcohol, but he always had vodka.
Right,
He's making his martinis. I don't think you're allowed to, but I think they kind of turn a blind eye.
He's like, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to tell somebody 110 years old that they can't have a beer?
Right.
Yeah.
A day, one beer a day, when they're paying for. I mean, they're paying.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess they're paying for it. Does insurance pay for? Nursing homes and stuff like that.
I think some of them do, but
I know that is a big money making business.
Yeah,
my
parents just got some sort of end of life insurance or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, don't worry about it. I'm gonna put. Well, don't worry. What I said I was gonna do to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not gonna get to that point where we need assisted living.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like Yellowstone out here.
All expenses paid. Trip to Canada.
Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So the closer we get to Christmas every year is when these lists start coming out about how to react if you've gotten a gift that you don't like. And this is for adults.
Okay.
How about you say, thank you, I really like this, I appreciate it, and then move on.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Act like you like it. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way you handle getting a gift that you may not like.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is my kids getting a gift and saying, oh, I don't like, I mean, that is my biggest fear because they're young, but they would embarrass me so bad. So I can't imagine an adult doing that.
Yeah, I know. Or just, oh, thank you. And then they tell you some polite things to say. No, say thank you. I love it. And I appreciate it. Whatever. That's what you say.
Right.
You don't need a list.
No. You don't need a survey. You don't need a mental health experts weighing in on it.
Yeah.
Just be grown.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new tjriggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
You know, for years, I was tough on Justin Timberlake. And not because I didn't like his music. I like his music. And I like NSYNC's music. Mm-hmm. I just found him as a person to be kind of annoying. Yeah. I thought he was a little fake.
Fake, yeah.
When he was like, you know, at one time he was doing hip hop and he had cornrows and chains on. And all of a sudden he's like making this album, you know, going back to my roots in Memphis. And his wife is on that commercial, Jessica Biel. And she's like, you know, this album, it reminds me of a campfire, like staying in a tent out in the woods. And then the first single is produced by Timbaland. It's like, shut up. What are you saying? And I like that song, by the way. Put your fifth hands all over me.
Yeah.
I like that one. So I just find him a little obnoxious. But I do feel bad for him because he was in Nashville for his show. And he's doing Mirrors, which is like his, I think, his big closer. Have you like Justin Timberlake, don't you, Lindsay?
Love him.
You've been a fan for a long time.
He's a performer, and that's what I love.
He is a performer. Yeah. He puts on a show.
And her best friend is obsessed with him.
Right.
Obsessed. Would pass out if he ever even looked at her.
Really? Yeah. Did she just grow up as an NSYNC fan?
Yeah. It all started with NSYNC. Her first concert ever.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, he was performing Mirrors at the end of a show, and it's like this big sing-along. It's like 9 minutes long. And he's having everybody clap, and they put him on a harness. But people pointed out that this harness highlights his crotch area. Ooh. And it's very...
big?
Not impressive.
It's graphic. I'll say that.
Can I see it?
Not graphic in a...
it's not impressive.
It's not impressive.
Oh, bummer.
And that's sort of the dialogue. So don't put me in a harness on stage or find better pants.
He's a performer, though.
I guess so.
And that's what I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about his personality. I don't have to like him, but I'm here for one thing, and I need a performance.
Put on a show. I'm paying a lot of money to see a show.
Yes.
I hear you on that.
I like it.
So I actually feel bad because this is the conversation that's happening around my man, JT.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That'd be like if I had to do something on stage where I had to be hit in the stomach with a cannonball and no shirt on.
Yeah, it's just not
flat. Slow motion.
Yeah, it's slow motion.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So it's official. These two brothers have the Guinness World Record largest Pokemon card collection. Largest in the world. And they have 45,000 Pokemon cards. And you know what? Surprisingly, they're not disgusting looking. They actually look like normal guys. Not that people that play Pokemon are disgusting. I just figured somebody with that large of a collection is going to be gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But they said some of their cards are extremely valuable. They have the limited edition first run with Pocket Monsters is what Pokemon used to be called.
They have all those
cards. You have one of those?
Pocket Monster.
They have the exclusive Waifu trainer cards. So go.
Rob knows what you're talking about.
Of course, yes. Waifu. Waifu is how you pronounce it.
Waifu.
You're so stupid, Riggins. You're so stupid.
Waifu.
Waifu.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.